Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life. Really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I like to say that hair is a woman's best accessory. And thanks to my friends at Way, they make it possible to have good hair days every day. Let me tell you, Way's hair oil has become a game changer in my hair care routine. So if you're ready to have good hair days every single day, you got to check out Way. Head over to The Way, theouai.com to check out their products. And here's a little treat for you guys. Use the promo code Heel Squad for 15% off your purchase. Yep, The Way, theouai.com, promo code Heel Squad for 15% off.
This song is called Alice's Restaurant. It's about Alice and the restaurant. But Alice's Restaurant is not the name of the restaurant. That's just the name of the song. That's why I call the song Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant.
You probably have no idea why we're...
You can get anything
no
you
clue.
Want
okay. At Alice's so. Restaurant. This one, normally I like to, as music director of Heel Squad, I like to play really fun music. I don't actually really like this song. However, this is a Thanksgiving tradition, playing this song.
It is our Thanksgiving tradition.
It is a general to the public. Since the late 60s, this song came out. So, the way we have many Christmas carols and, you know, Christmas, we have lots of Christmas music, this is the quintessential Thanksgiving Day song.
It is?
Written by Arlo Guthrie. True story, he was in Massachusetts. He littered illegally, got arrested for it. The arrest prevents him from being drafted to the Vietnam War.
No way.
So he tells this whole story. It's very tongue-in-cheek, satirical, but it's...
He tells the story in the song?
Yes. So it's an 18-minute song, which is why we're not going to listen to the whole thing.
Wow.
It's Thanksgiving week, so I just figured, you know, this would be appropriate.
Alice's Restaurant. Well, everyone's going to be going to Maria's Restaurant because we finally figured out our Thanksgiving plans. What up, Hill Squad? Happy Tuesday. Glad to be with you. We are on the last or end of our trip here in El Salvador. We decided to stay an extra 2 days to explore El Salvador, which is very hard for us because being away is tough for us. But what are you doing now?
Bringing the fun back in.
Okay.
Tuesday Morning by the Pogues. Very underrated band from the 80s, Maria.
This reminds me of like
original alt band.
When Kelsey and I couldn't just decide on one quote. You just can't decide on one song. So you're gonna play them all.
I decided, I just set the tone for Thanksgiving, but I don't really like that song.
So we're going to listen to the Pogues.
Too many sad days. It's a Tuesday morning on Thanksgiving week, everybody. This is a lot of fun. You know the week's over, man. Tomorrow's a wash.
Think about it.
That's what I'm saying.
No, but it's so crazy because we've been so busy with Miss Universe that I didn't even realize it's Thanksgiving week, other than I knew last week we were trying to pull a Hail Mary to go home for Thanksgiving, realizing that we were going to be in this universe and that trying to get home was going to be just insanity and we were going to be so exhausted. So, but I still can't believe it was just your birthday and now it's just about to be Thanksgiving, your birthday.
My birthday. By the way, thank you so much to Heal Squad. Some wonderful messages from your people, Maria. So many mercy, well wishes.
There are no mercy well wishes, honey. People love you. Uh-huh. And so, okay. So now that we've all established it's Thanksgiving
week. And the
week
is over. This is exciting.
And now we know that the week is over.
Let's start making pies. By the way, my cousin, shout out to Auntie Shannon and Auntie Lucinda, they have pie night. Every Wednesday night, it's pie night.
I'm so sad.
Going for 20 years.
I know.
I want to do a pie night. I used to do Thanksgiving Eve with all my gay besties. We used to cook, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Before, so we'd cook the night before Thanksgiving because I'd always have like 30 people over. And so we needed a prep. And then at the same time, I was like, well, let's make some amazing appetizers and stuff to enjoy the night before. And funny, the night before was always maybe even more fun than the day of.
So fun.
But so yeah, so now that we kind of have all, I guess you guys all know, but I'm now coming to the realization that it's just days away, 2 days away.
Right, so you see what I'm saying? Turn that frown upside down. It's over, along with the holidays. This is what stinks. As I told you, it's almost over. It didn't even go fast. It just happened. Can I say something, though? I used to say this. If you ever did a school play, the play itself was great, but
it's the preparation.
It's the prep. It's the painting the sets, and you're talking.
The
and
rehearsals.
It's the same thing with setting up parties. How many times I've had parties, and I said, listen, I need a bunch of, for my staff, I'd say, I need a bunch of you to help set it up. And they'd be like, oh, God. And I'd say, guys, we're going to crank music. We're going to drink. It's going to be just as much fun. And by the way, breakdown, same thing, because then you're doing, as we say, we have an episode of what?
Shit Talk.
Episode of Shit Talk.
There's always gossip.
Hi, welcome to Shit Talk. I'm your host, Kevin Undergaro, right here with my wife, Maria Menounos. And today, on today's episode of Shit Talk, we're going to talk about, and then, yeah, you go into, like, all the fun things that happen. So
yeah, guys, you can do post-Thanksgiving Shit Talk.
Yeah.
You can do post-wedding Shit Talk. Shit Talk's an amazing episode to have. It's basically when you just get together and just talk about the whole event.
Yeah, you're doing the dishes, you're cleaning up, and then you announce it, though, but it's for the inner circle. And you say, guys, can we, Maria will always be the one, say, because when are we having?
Because you want to break it down.
He's like, when are we having an episode of Shit Talk? I'm like, listen, I'm your host. I got to get mic'd up. I have to get ready. But episodes of Shit Talk are amazing.
They're so much fun.
Innocent, light,
yeah,
but fun. You always have to.
So, okay, so here's the scam, guys. Here's the deal. So we are going to stay in LA for Thanksgiving. My brother is going to fly in because he's desperate to see Athena. He hasn't seen her since she was probably, 2 months old?
Yeah, he's going to.
Guys, it flies by so fast. She's now 5 months.
She's already grown up.
Oh, my gosh. She's like our little China doll. She's got these big, beautiful eyes, and we're just so madly, deeply in love. It's crazy. So we're going to stay in LA, and I'm really kind of glad my dad decided on that because our home in Connecticut is under construction, and I know he would have been stubborn and try to figure out a way to stay there, and it's just not possible. So when we go back, maybe at Christmas, things will be in better condition, hopefully. So we're going to stay in LA. And that means that I am going to be going food shopping soon and getting everything ready. But, you know, my mom and I used to do everything together and with Violetta when, you know, she was around here. But this will be my first Thanksgiving dinner cooking with my dad because, you know, he's going to cook with me.
Yeah, and you know he's darn good, too.
Yeah, it's just going to be so interesting. And we really haven't had a Thanksgiving in our home or any holiday in our home in a long time.
Yeah, we were going home to see Tula and
our cousins,
yeah,
and my family was there. So this will be this will be interesting. It'll be fun. And then
we'll always make it fun.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll make it fun. It has been nice going back east because it really feels holidays in LA don't feel like holidays. You know, it's a little tougher. But, and you know, you want to be with family as much as you can.
Pre-pandemic, it was, at least for Christmas, it was starting to get good. Those Christmas Eves were really getting fun.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're going to really fun people's homes and doing, you know, cool things. But everybody's just spread out now. So yeah, I wonder, Kev, do you want to do a Thanksgiving Eve?
I may, you know, I share a different sentiment.
What?
Well, your Thanksgiving Eve is cooking and set up. I'm about chasing the likes, as you know, and mm-hmm. being popular.
Okay.
So what's the most fun, what's the biggest party night of the year? Not New Year's Eve. Did you know that? Thanksgiving Eve.
Well,
it's the biggest part of the year. So,
well, yeah, because everyone goes home and they go back and see their friends. And so I remember even like Thanksgiving Eve, everybody used to go back to their hometown and see all their like high school friends and stuff like that. We never did that, but everybody else did. But so what are you going to do?
I don't know.
Are you going to go to a bar?
I probably go to a bar, let's say. I think I'm past that. But
of course you're not going to a bar. You have a family. You're staying with us.
Listen, honey, I want to be one of those guys.
No, but I wonder if we don't have an event. Like,
I would love it.
Like,
yes.
So many of our friends are texting that they're going to be in L.A. Yeah, and everyone has to be with their families on Thanksgiving. But what if we do a Thanksgiving Eve party?
I was actually going to go to dinner with friends, but I will just reroute them to the house.
Okay.
I like that. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, we could do something simple.
Shout out to Auntie Shannon and Auntie Lucinda for Pie Night.
No, but we don't need
pies.
Pie
Night is epic. It's not about, honey, it is not about the pie. Have fondue night, whatever you want.
Fondue night.
Soup night. It doesn't matter. It's not about that. It's about getting everyone together. I like this scam.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in. By the way, listen. It's really nice. Thanksgiving week, you've got your Friday off. Now, by the way, you know what I start talking about on Thanksgiving?
Christmas?
Well, obviously, but what?
Black Friday?
Black Friday, because I always wanted to.
Oh my God, is that why you were researching? Were you researching in the car today?
Yes.
Kevin was listening.
Multiple
we're driving
deals.
Around, Listen. And he's listening to Black Friday videos about the inception of Black Friday and
Maria,
the history.
Maria, listen to me. Shout out for the Christmas Specials We Love podcast. If you've not subscribed, I urge you to go over there and subscribe. If you love the holidays as much as we do, if you love the nostalgic part of the holidays as much as we do, on that show, we do our best to extend the spirit of the holiday season while honoring some of your great Christmas specials and movies of the past. We will be doing an episode on Black Friday. So yes, Maria, I was doing my research on Black Friday, so we're going to have a whole special dedicated to Black Friday. Couldn't help but look into what deals are out there now, and I'm telling you right now, people, Best Buy has a laptop computer coming out for, I think, $129. How do you beat that? How do you beat that if you need an extra computer in your house, if you need one in your kitchen that everyone could use, or maybe you have someone in your life that doesn't have a laptop, maybe they could use one. But if you go online, if you go on YouTube, there's a lot of YouTubers actually that tell you all the great Black Friday deals. And I will also say, now disappointing to my entertainment side, that they've really taken great measures in making it so it's not as dangerous/hectic. They have now spread the deals out through the week, and I know it's Cyber Monday is the big day for shopping, but since pandemic, Black Friday now has become super big for shopping online, which I know in some ways there's good and bad to it, but I miss the going to a brick and mortar and the store being open. I don't, you know, Jeff Graham's father-in-law rents a van and makes all the miserable millennials get up at like 5 a.m. and they hate him.
To go to Black Friday shopping?
He puts t-shirts on. They all have to wear t-shirts. They're coordinated. He's got maps. He's been doing it for years.
That's insane.
He rents the big van. Oh, yeah.
No, he does not.
Yes, he does.
Guys, if you're newer to the show, Jeff Graham used to be a producer on the show. And so that's who Kevin is referring to. But let me just share... We were in Connecticut. Well, he used to kind of make me, but I, of course, obliged pretty easily. We would go to Walmart in our town, or the town over from us.
Yep.
And we would pretend to fight.
Yeah. No, I told your mom.
Wait, I have...
And Peter and your father. I said, anything... I don't care if Maria picks up a dog collar, a TV, anything she puts in her hands... tear it out of her hands and jack her. so we kept ruining it for you.
So I have a picture of me with this like massive teddy bear and Kevin's like trying to steal it from me. I gotta find it and we can post it. It was so funny. Kevin would be trying to run around trying to steal like TVs and stuff.
Yeah.
It was just funny.
It's sad, it's calm down.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I feel like it gets you in the spirit. Can I give you the tips to Black Friday?
Okay.
Here's the tips to Black Friday. Don't go with anything that you have to get. Just go and have fun. Shop on the other days, the lighter days. Sneak in during a weekday when you have to do your brick and mortar shopping. But it's just fun to go out and just get the energy. See things, and maybe there's a good movie coming out. I'm excited to see Napoleon. So, you know, I mean, I don't know. It's the season.
Yeah.
It's the time to go out.
I could care less about going shopping in Black Friday.
Okay, I'm going to just... nope, Natasha, please edit that out. Thank you.
It was fun to pretend to go. We would be at my cousin's house just so excited. We're going to go loot a Walmart.
I would just pop in and say, just everyone, you know, it's whatever.
It's almost time.
2 hours, opens at 10 o'clock. Now, what is also nice is I noticed that at least the Walmart in Connecticut closed all day Thanksgiving.
Which we were really happy for the employees.
Yes.
I thought that was nice.
It's so they have gone back to, you know what, let people be with their families. Don't work that day. And as long as we're in at 6 to, you know, stab whoever we ever have to stab.
Honey.
Whoever we have to, boo. So I'm getting my flat panel. No one is getting in my way. Do you know there's a 40-inch one for $99 at Best Buy? 40-inch.
No way.
Yes.
Kevin would show my dad these videos of people like just literally all out brawling. And my dad would be like, Kevin, people, they're crazy. Yeah. They're crazy today.
We want the sale. It's the spirit after all.
No. Oh, man. All right, let's take a break.
All right, we'll take a break and then let's come back and we should probably talk about some gratitude.
Yes.
Right, which is what the day
is supposed to be about.
Boring.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it. All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days. And I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor. And it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios. And then I got addicted. And now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them.
With summer upon us, friends, hair is going to be even more important. Yes, we've got humidity, we've got sun, we've got all kinds of things. And sometimes it's hard to find the right shampoo for your hair. Everyone's hair is so different, and there's no one-size-fits-all solution. That's why I love Way. They have different shampoos depending on your hair type. Want volume? Find hair and conditioner will give you that extra oomph you need. If you need some moisture and a little extra bounce, find your happy medium with medium shampoo and conditioner. And for my peeps with thick hair like me, give your hair the hydration it deserves with thick hair shampoo and conditioner. Plus, you guys already know Way carries some of my favorite hair care products I use all the time, whether it's the leave-in conditioner, which is my go-to, or the hair oil. They give my hair this hydrating refresh all summer long. Wash your way to healthier hair. See what I did there? With shampoos and conditioners made just for you. Go to TheWay, TheOuai.com. Use the code HEALSQUAD for 15% off your entire purchase. That's theway.com, TheOuai.com. Use the code Heal Squad. Your hair deserves it.
Sweet Tuesday morning, came on your smile.
You know who sings it?
No.
Badfinger. The song we both love that ended for the series finale of Breaking Bad.
Oh, they sang that? The blue, whatever, mm-hmm. Baby
yeah.
Blue?
Yeah. Okay. Tragic band story, but they had a few hits. And it's a sweet Tuesday morning. It's Thanksgiving Tuesday, people.
Happy Tuesday.
No, happy...
Turkey Tuesday?
Yes, for the people who are more familiar with it, but it's a Thanksgiving Tuesday. I mean, yesterday we should have really announced it was a Thanksgiving Monday. My bad, everyone.
You're bad.
Not focused.
So, before we go into everything we're grateful for...
Let's talk about, Charlie Brown, Thanksgiving, amazing. What else can you watch to get in the spirit? May I make a recommendation movie-wise, Maria?
What?
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. John Candy.
Really?
Beautiful man, beautiful actor.
Comedy?
Comedy, but dramedy, him and Steve
About Thanksgiving?
Martin. It's just very sweet. They're trying to get home for Thanksgiving dinner. So it's pretty much the only thing. I think one of the very few Thanksgiving movies out there. I want to change that with my company. I want to start making some more holiday
Interesting.
Films. But we should watch it. You want to watch it with me?
Yeah, I will.
All right, very nice. Yeah, it's your dad would love it too.
Okay.
John Candy, my God, he was... So genius. Even the one with the egg on the dash, I told you.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
But that's Summer Rental. That's just a light comedy. Sweet.
I know who John Candy is.
Okay, well, that's wonderful.
Duh.
I'm really happy to hear it.
Can we talk about more important stuff like food?
All right, go over the menu.
Okay, so especially if I have my dad, I think we got to go full out. First of all, we have to decide... And we have to decide really fast if we're inviting people on Wednesday.
No, we're in. Let's do it.
And
done.
So, because there are a lot of people who haven't met Athena yet, too. And is a really great time to, like, have them meet her.
I think Kelsey will want to make Jell-O.
Is Kelsey in town? I think she told me she was.
Is she staying around?
Forgive everybody. That's my...
Yeah,
no, she's going somewhere with her sister.
Up north?
Yeah. That's my... my blood sugar alert. Anyhow, I'm thinking Wednesday night we'll make lots of appetizers. That'll be it, with like a big salad. And I can make one or two of
Wait,
my sugar
Wait, is Wednesday night a party or is it pie night?
Wednesday night is
It's Thanksgiving Eve.
It's Thanksgiving Eve. But okay. We're going to be making, like, we'll make some great appetizers, and we'll have a big salad, and we can make some sugar-free desserts. And then for Thursday, oh my God, guys, I had a buffalo chicken mac and cheese recipe that I got from someone once. Remember those, honey? Those were the days.
Yep, that's fine.
That was crack.
That was good.
That was so good. But,
okay, do I have to lay it out for everybody?
We're going to do a turkey.
Can I lay down some rules?
What are the rules?
Just some...
No fancy stuff.
Listen to me.
Kevin gets really mad if you try to make fancy stuffing.
Can I please just explain this for everybody? If you're hosting a party, if you're having Thanksgiving at your house, especially for you new family, I know a lot of people, new families, it's their first year, let's say, to host something, okay?
Okay.
Do not make this amateur faux pas.
Okay.
Stuffing, cranberry sauce, turkey.
Mashed potato.
These are the things, but especially when you, cranberry sauce, stuffing. Certain things you only have one time a year, maybe twice a year. So you look forward all year long to these delicacies. Mm-hmm. Many of your guests that will come.
I love that you think Stouffer's is a delicacy.
Well, look forward to, excuse me, you can make your fresh, I don't care how you make your stuffing, you can make Stouffer's taste delicious, as you've seen. But your guests, many of your guests are looking forward to the apple pie.
The traditional classics.
That they're not eating all year long. Yeah. And then when they come there.
Apple crumb.
And then all of a sudden, they get stuffing with cranberry, walnut, celery, grapes, and leaves, and twigs.
We did that once again. We got so pissed.
No, so here's the thing. If you want to experiment, if you want to
try... Make it another dish. Secondary dish.
Exactly.
You want to try
things in beta. Right. You have the... Because once I finally took over and managed this, and we did the two, you would see... Mine.
Yours was better.
Would get wiped out, and I'm like, Maria, please, like, if this isn't evidence enough of your beta dishes that you want to make, but that's, I'm going to say that advice. You have buried me on these shows in the past with other people about, oh, he doesn't like this, and whoever guest is on is like, oh my God, well, the whatever cranberry sauce with relish. And onion sauce is amazing.
And caviar.
I'm like, no. So, you can have those little alt dishes or big alt dishes. It's fine. But just make the staples. Okay? I'm just telling all you people that your first time hosting one of these things, listen to Uncle Kev. This is how you get it done.
Actually.
All right. Let's go back over the menu.
You know what's funny is this... I want to make my list.
Now, wait a second. I'm getting slightly confused.
I was thinking, I've been trying to do something with sardines. I've been hearing how healthy sardines are.
No! Honey,
no, that's for an appetizer.
Thanksgiving is
not party.
To help sardines? Are you insane? Oh my God. All right, screw it. No, screw it.
I think I'm going to pee my pants.
Oh my God.
Honey.
Listen to me.
No, sardines are so good for you.
What do we say? What do we say?
Experiment and make something.
What do we say? And by the way, people, feel free to do this with your partner and significant other or your family members. What do we say? Don't.
Improvise.
Say it again. Don't.
I'm crying.
Don't.
Improvise.
Don't improvise. Okay?
Oh my goodness. Okay, so sardines.
No.
Oh, maybe. I wonder if like brown sugared sardines would be good. Yummy.
Oh,
sweet and salty. Oh. Okay. Anyway, that's for another time. But I make an amazing leftover Thanksgiving sandwich. I'm going to tell you, friends.
By the way, okay, now we're talking. You've got your stuffing, your turkey.
I've gloated about this for so many years that, okay, I think that's our food.
All right, well, let's take one more break.
Let's take a break.
And then when we get back, we're going to go over Maria's menu.
Yes.
Very exciting. And then I also want to know how we're differentiating Wednesday night party night from Wednesday night prep night.
That's
why pie night.
I tried to tell you. You weren't listening to me. Well, appetizers and some desserts.
We're going to put those out, but we're going to make them, and we can encourage other people to come make their stuff for the next day too?
No. Let's all right, take a break.
We'll figure it out after the break.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Minus the sweet chili.
Snoopy.
You know what we're watching?
Charlie Brown?
The end of Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. The credit sequence. One of my favorite endings.
I never really liked this.
No, well, it was dry and slow. So, but...
I don't like that.
No. But the Thanksgiving one was great because Peppermint Patty made Charlie Brown, forced him to have a Thanksgiving. He had it, and he put popcorn out and all the stuff, and then he was shamed for not having turkey and all the other things. But...
Oh, my God, what if I candied popcorn with monk fruit? Yum. Okay. I'm going to try some ideas.
Well, you see, now look at why I love the ending is because Snoopy was, like, their bitch in the kitchen. They just tortured him and made him, like, the servant okay. for all of them. But when behind their back at the end, this was over the credits, he made the feast for him in Woodstock. And now they're just winning.
Yeah. So funny.
Great music.
Okay, so Thanksgiving Eve. Since we're going to do Thanksgiving Eve, I'm thinking my dad and I make spinach and cheese pies, fresh phyllo dough. Those will be so yummy. And then we make a garlic dip, guys. You basically take your blender. Oh, we just broke the wishbone.
And Woodstock one.
So we make a garlic dip that's so yummy. So you basically in the blender put a whole bunch of garlic cloves, equal parts olive oil and red wine vinegar, some salt, pepper, and you can put some... cooked eggplant, you could put some cooked potato if you want, or you can take some bread, any kind of bread, and blend it all together. And the bread you do to taste, or the eggplant or the potato, whatever you choose, so that kind of softens the blow of the garlic. Now this is going to be important for your post-Thanksgiving sandwiches. So my post-Thanksgiving sandwiches, my leftover sandwiches, became very popular to the point where Zoe Saldana, who, as you know, is probably, I think she's been in the most successful franchises as for any women, out of any women. She's in the star of Avatar. She's a star of so many movies. Anyway, I threw some of these together for her and her family and in tinfoil, sent them in an Uber driver, and they were obsessed. So you basically make fresh biscuits. And Mrs. K from Duck Dynasty taught me how to make them. And you get, you know, this specific biscuit mix. I don't have it in front of me right now. In fact, I probably should order it after we finish this show so we have some. Because I feel like we're going to want them even though we're not supposed to eat them. Are we going to have a cheat day that day?
Yeah, I am.
I didn't cheat last year.
Well, that's you're better than all of us. We know that. But I'm not, so.
Okay. So you make fresh biscuits, and they're so delicious. And then you spread the garlic dip on it. You put mashed potato. You put the turkey. You sprinkle some gravy on top and throw some stuffing.
Yeah, you do.
And that is your Menounos Thanksgiving leftover sandwich, and it's absolute crack. Better than the whole meal, because it's the whole meal in there. So back to Thanksgiving Eve. Thanksgiving Eve, we'll make some cheese pies and spinach pies. I think we'll have our garlic dip with some pan-fried zucchini and eggplant. Then you can put the garlic dip on top of that. It's really yummy. I think my dad will probably want to make his ribs. He makes really good ribs.
I'm going to say right now.
What?
You want to steal the show, people? Make yourself... What are your tricks for the stuffing to make it really chubby?
You just follow Stouffer's instructions. Guys, we just buy Stouffer's.
Queenie.
Yeah.
But you... I think it's extra butter. There's something you do when you do it.
I mean, I make sure I put butter in there and I use the fork and fork it so it's all fluffy.
Okay.
The way it explains it.
The other thing that's always a big hit?
The biscuits.
The biscuits.
Yeah. Yeah. So... the biscuits will be on Thanksgiving Day. I don't think I'm going to make them for Thanksgiving Eve. And then we'll do a big salad and the sardines. Are you paying attention to me?
We're not doing the sardines.
And I'll look at my menu, but I make a really good sugar-free chocolate jello mousse looking dessert, but I put them in champagne glasses. So I do a layer of chocolate jello pudding, and then I do a layer of sugar-free, fat-free. Oh my god, honey. This song is called Taste the Biscuit on YouTube, and it went viral. And it's this man on a Casio and this older woman. I don't like the way it tastes with my chicken wings. And she sings this in a clothing store. In a thrift store.
Taste the biscuit.
Taste the biscuit.
Taste the goodness of the biscuit.
This is so ridiculous. Anyhow.
Taste the butter spread.
Taste the goodness. So you do a layer of chocolate pudding, a layer of fat-free, sugar-free whipped cream, and you keep going back and forth. Then you do a layer of like smushed up sugar-free chocolate toffee or whatever kind of chocolate you like that's sugar-free, and then you do more layers, and then at the top you do a big whoosh of whipped cream when you're ready to serve it, and then sprinkle little chocolate bits on top or nuts, whatever you like. It's such a huge hit every year.
Usually does very well.
Because it looks so beautiful.
And everyone always loves it more than the heavy decadent ones.
Yeah. And it's like, it's sugar-free and it's so yummy. And I mean, listen, like, I'm not obsessed with the fact that any of it's in a package and it's preservatives and whatever, but Thanksgiving is just out the window. Here's like, the it's just about the fun.
Queenie, your work on the turkey.
I love my turkey.
You're basting them.
I give it a lot of love. I baste it constantly. I tell it I love it. And my turkey's always the moistest, most amazing turkey.
Right. I love that. I will also recommend...
a lot of butter.
That if you have...
and inject it.
Interesting.
Yeah, try to inject it with a little butter.
Okay, I like that. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, you know, my best ones were when I would go to a pie place and just get a slew of pies, and people, I'd put them in on fancy displays, and people were like, where did you get these pies? Hmm. And it was at the local Marie Callender's.
Yeah.
But a lot of that stuff, I know it's spending some money, but if you love baking, it's people who just love it. Mm-hmm. But I also know some people who just wipe themselves out and then they can't even enjoy.
Yeah, I mean, I used to be literally next day, it was like a truck had hit me.
And I used to always say, but then I started taking over Christmas. Daddy's Revenge was
Daddy's
Christmas.
Revenge was ordering all Italian food, but we can't eat any of it anymore.
Yeah, again, these are what cheat days are for.
Yeah, but I can't. I can't cheat like that.
No.
I can cheat with a little potato.
Okay.
Or maybe a little.
What are we deciding for our Thanksgiving Eve?
I just decided it. You're just not paying attention to me.
No, yes, I am. I'm saying, is it a hybrid? Are people coming to prep?
We should make Zeppelin's fried dough.
I'll make fried dough.
Have that, but.
Yeah, but I'll make it for everyone else. Okay. So party goers or the people come to our house.
Honey, I wonder if I made my Thanksgiving sandwich in a fried dough.
Or being raw.
That would be insane.
You might go to jail.
Yeah.
That would just be too amazing.
Wow.
All right. Is it, are people coming to this event to prep? Like when Julianne Hough did her...
No.
Her,
I used
can
to
I
have,
finish?
So
like,
I,
please,
what I used to do is it used to be a prep.
This.
We please, would cook, please. But we'd also Queenie. Be prepping, peeling potatoes.
Queenie. Let me finish.
Yes,
Julianne Hough, remember, had her little gathering where we got together and made gingerbread houses.
Yes.
So I think that's a nice thing moving forward. I
yes.
just want to drop that for your
that
fans.
Was a lot of fun.
Okay. Now, so when people come to this house tonight, they're not prepping.
No.
They're stopping in to say hi and having some snacks.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Should we dress up Athena as a turkey?
Oh, I wish I had more time. I can put her in a hot dog outfit.
No, I don't think she'll fit
well,
in
listen,
that anymore.
I'm going to now answer the door. I'm going to play Led Zeppelin's Thank You. You know why, Maria? This is the number one Thanksgiving song.
Is it really?
Of all time. Well, that's what some of the rock and roll aficionados have said. But
is this our last show for Thanksgiving week?
Well, tomorrow. We have a new episode tomorrow.
Okay. For our last fresh show. Maybe we'll do something quick with you guys just to say Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, I love that.
We love you guys. We hope you have the best Thanksgiving.
Wait a second. Can you talk about gratitude? You can host this. You don't need me.
And, well, you have music playing. But I will share that I'm grateful for all of you in the Heal Squad. And I'm grateful for all the love and support you've given us. I'm grateful that you've stuck by us when we've had to have Kevin or Kelsey man the show because I was under the weather. So I'm just grateful for all of you, and I'm grateful every single day that I'm alive and healthy. I'm grateful for my baby, Athena, and I'm grateful for my family, and just grateful for every second of this beautiful life. And remember, it is short and it is beautiful. No matter what bad is going on, to me, they're all just redirections. I was talking to somebody today. I was like, you know, I just think that every time something bad is happening, God's redirecting us to something else. So if we can just start adopting that mentality, it'll help us. I know it's helped me. So, and I'm grateful that I'm going to have Thanksgiving with my family here, and we're going to do our Thanksgiving Eve, and I'm grateful every day we get to do this together, this healing journey and this wellness journey. So thank you all for being with us. We love you. In the meantime, be nice people, make good choices, and be present.
Okay, what are we being thankful for?
I said I was
present.
Thankful for, and I'm thankful for you, Boo.
Really?
Really? Of course.
Well, I'm thankful. I'm always thankful, though.
Yes, you are.
Try to be. Well, I think, on a serious note, we all have something to be thankful for, right? No matter how hard things might be going, if they are going hard for you. There's always something to be thankful for. And we know, scientifically speaking, why what being thankful and being in gratitude will yield you. How great is Robert Plant, Led Zeppelin, Maria?
Amazing.
Out with the thank you song. Okay, and by the way, I love this. Do you think we're going to get a Wednesday show, a potluck Wednesday?
I think we might.
A Thanksgiving Wednesday. Why the F not? Right? Because we'll have more information about what your Thanksgiving Eve pie night party is going to be like.
Hmm.
Or is it going to be appetizer night?
It's
pie night's so great, though. Just the whole pie night scam.
I mean, we could do pie night, and I'll make appetizers and pie.
You know who we need?
Set of cocktails and cupcakes.
Christian Sorge, a.k.a. Spot. If he's in town.
Pies. He makes cupcakes.
It doesn't, but you need his energy, his spirit. He comes in.
Right.
He brings the chef's apron. Anyway, all right. Well, happy Thanksgiving Tuesday, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving Tuesday. Love you guys.
This podcast and all related content published or distributed by or on behalf of Maria Menounos or MariaMenounos.com is for informational purposes only and may include information that is general in nature and that is not specific to you. Any information or opinions expressed or contained herein are not intended to serve as or replace medical advice, nor to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any disease, condition, illness, or injury, and you should consult the healthcare professional of your choice regarding all matters concerning your health, including before beginning any exercise, weight loss, or healthcare program. If you have or suspect you may have a healthcare emergency, please contact a qualified healthcare professional for treatment. Any information or opinions provided by a guest expert or host featured within website or on company's podcast are their own, not those of Maria Menounos or the company. Accordingly, Maria Menounos and the company cannot be responsible for any results or consequences or actions you may take based on information or opinions.
Well, that's it for today, Heal Squad. Before I let you go, I want to make sure you don't forget to take care of yourself today. I'll be making sure I'm not forgetting to get outside, do my meditations, and of course, keep myself fueled with some sweet, chili, wonderful pistachios. Wonderful pistachios, as you know, are my go-to when hunger strikes because they're one of the highest protein nuts, providing all 9 essential amino acids, and they're great for on-the-go snacking. So when you're ready to elevate your snacking game, visit wonderfulpistachios.com to grab a bag.